Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on Jasmine Martinez Flores, date of birth 9/11/2001. Date of procedure is November 18, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. Referring physician is Dr. Paula Medina. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication, dysphagia, comma, GERD, comma, bloating, comma, blood in the stool, comma, abnormal CAT scan. Description of procedure informed consent of the same period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as a malignancy. While explained to the patient period, the patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, today is for anesthesia service with monitor, anesthesia care period, or well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope. Was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Very careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. Period of retroflexia is obtained, the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position period. Digital rectal exam was normal period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated period. Careful examinations made of a cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, mesenteric colon, the rectum period. Retroflexia was obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bell prep score was good with a Boston Bell prep score of 8-2-3-3 period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number one, add upper endoscopy. Next line, number one, proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out EOE given dysphagia. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, the stomach appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Comma, biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, number one, the TI appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Boston Bell prep score was good. Total of 8, 2-3-3. Next line, there was no evidence of any inflammation noted in the transverse colon. Biopsies were obtained randomly to rule out any underlying colitides. Next line, no evidence of any diverticulosis or internal hemorrhoids noted. Next line, plan. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled.